Welcome to Evidence Based, a new Harbinger Psychology podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Stossel. This season, we're excited to introduce mini episodes called Quick Tips for Therapists. Every other Thursday during the season, we'll release highly focused tips for practicing psychotherapists and other mental health professionals to enhance their therapeutic techniques.
My name is Emma Lauer. I'm a therapist, and I'm the author of DBT Skills for Highly Sensitive People. This is the quick tip for how to handle clients who cry uncontrollably in session. We ask our clients to make themselves vulnerable and share their most painful experiences, which sometimes means having a client in your office who is experiencing hyperarousal and crying uncontrollably. Here are tips for handling the situation in a way that is both delicate and helpful. Tip one, attune to your client and validate as best you can with both your body and words. Show that you are open and there for them with your body language. Lean forward in your chair, keep your arms open, and look at your client. Provide comfort with your voice, perhaps saying something like, "Oh, Sarah," or "I'm so sorry," keeping your tone gentle and soft. After a few moments, without jumping in too quickly, validate their pain by saying something like, "I know this experience has been incredibly painful for you." Tip two, let them cry it out. We teach our clients that emotions are like waves. They hit a peak and then they crash. They're never permanent and we just need to ride them out. Let your client ride the wave. If we provide a safe place for them to do this, we are helping our clients learn that they can safely feel the full breadth of their emotions without necessarily acting on them in a way that is harmful. Tip three. Help them ground and make sure they feel safe before they leave the session. Eventually, without jumping in too quickly so as not to seem like you're trying to fix their emotion, offer your client something to help them feel more grounded and calm. This can be a deep breathing exercise or using their senses to ground by mindfully noticing something they can smell, taste, see, or feel.
To receive the Quick Tips for Therapists email directly to your inbox twice a month, visit www.newharbinger.com/quicktips to sign up today. Do you have an idea for another episode? Do you want to send us a message? Our email address is podcast@newharbinger.com. We'd love to hear from you. New Harbinger Publications is an independent, employee-owned publisher of books on psychology, health, spirituality, and personal growth. For over 50 years, our evidence-based self-help books and pioneering workbooks have helped readers make positive changes to improve mental health and well-being. Founded by psychologists Matthew McKay and Patrick Fanning, New Harbinger is proud to be an employee-owned company. Our books reflect our core values of integrity, sustainability, compassion, and trust. Written by leaders in the field and recommended by therapists worldwide, New Harbinger books are practical, accessible, and provide real tools for real change. This podcast was edited by Jesse Fancushion. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love if you rated, reviewed, and subscribed to the show, and we hope that you might share it with anyone who could benefit from the content. This podcast is not a substitute for counseling with a licensed provider.